This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The continuing resolution contains important ag legislation. We'll have more from Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit FCSAmerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
While it is disappointing that the ag industry will not be getting a new farm bill this year, it's great to see that some important ag legislation is being included in the continuing resolution. It also means that there's more time to write up a long-term farm bill in the future. Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn said the resolution contains year-round E15 sales, which is a great stepping stone for the renewable fuels industry.
It's a big win for Iowa. It's a great win for anybody who wants to see energy costs come down and keep energy production here in the U.S., not depend on foreign powers in the Middle East or Russia. And also, it's a way to make sure that we've got longevity here to other all-of-the-above fuel solutions that can be produced right here in Iowa. It's E15 today, and it sets the stage for, you know, sustainable aviation fuel for tomorrow.
This year has been a tough one for a lot of farmers, and Nunn said that's why it's so important that they got $10 billion in aid for farmers included on the continuing resolution as well.
We also were able to get $10 billion in farm credit emergency assistance for farmers. As we all know, the last 3 years have been hard if you've been a family farm. We've got 87,000 of them right here in Iowa. And unfortunately, I talked to a number of farmers who are looking at putting away the plow and are not going to be farming this spring. And that is unfortunate because when you have fewer family farms, the cost for everything goes up. And we want to make sure that we help these farmers through their future, and most importantly, that we keep Iowa ag strong, because it's feeding the entire world, and it's also a key part of our overall national security strategy.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.